I was wondering where is it necessary or unnecessary to mix self-inquiry with this whole love path? Because for me, it would just be great to question it and just push it all away.
Yeah, you can do real self-inquiry because you'll say, who the fuck is all this happening to? And you say it with that kind of intensity. Who's going through all of this? And you look inside and you'll find there's no who. It's just happening, it's unfolding. Or you might even go deeper than that. I know entirely beyond your body and your mind.
Okay.
You might go very deep, entirely beyond consciousness. Your head feels like a brick, like concrete. Too dense for a thought to take have any measure in there. And your head gets heavier and heavier, and you seem to be losing consciousness because nothing makes any sense. No thoughts penetrate. One's beingness in the world sort of disappears, and suddenly your mind drops totally down. And you feel like you're going unconscious. You feel like you're going to sleep. But actually, you are going beyond consciousness towards the Absolute. And the Absolute has no knowledge, no awareness, no illusion. 3 minutes later, 4 minutes later, you come back into awareness, and you thought, well, I think I was asleep. It feels like sleep. Felt like I was going to sleep. But actually, in consciousness, you were going into no knowing, not knowing. Consciousness was going down towards the Absolute, followed your attention, and then it disappeared. And then you come back. It feels like you come back. But it's not you that's coming back. Consciousness is coming to you. You went beyond consciousness. And then consciousness comes to you. That's when you start thinking, well, I was asleep. Or I was in samadhi. Or I was nowhere. The mind starts interpreting, interpreting, interpreting.